welcome back to Pings. This is episode 142, and we are fortunate this week to be joined yet again by Larry Larson, who just got finished filming his weekly show, Defrag. How'd this week go?
Awesome.
Did you teach us anything that I need to personally know about?
Yes.
Such as?
Well, if you want to use integrated graphics driver on your motherboard along with another PCIe video card,
that's good.
You can do that. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, there was a thread going around recently where people were all interested in various shortcuts. I think it was on Reddit.com.
Yeah.
Various Windows shortcuts. And you said that you guys talk about this frequently?
Yeah, we talk about shortcuts here and there. There's a lot of good ones.
Hold bottle sideways with a slight downward tilt. Apply G-force by tapping the bottle downward against your hand.
So one that there was an internal email that we were all sending around with some shortcuts. A good one for Windows 7 is Control Shift Escape to get the task manager. So that's a good
one. I thought Control Alt Delete was the task manager.
That's the control panel that comes up.
So this is short directly to the task manager.
Yeah.
Now when is the appropriate time?
Or it might be the device manager. I can't remember now. You're confusing me.
I do that. When is the appropriate time to use the task manager? Because personally, I only use it when things are failing and nothing's working and I need to cancel something.
That's a good time.
Is that pretty much it?
Yeah.
Is there a better use for it? I only use it shoot, everything's going wrong. Escape, escape!
This is a code 10 abort. I want everyone back in the vehicles. There's a code 10 abort.
Yeah, you know, you close something, it doesn't close, and you really want to get rid of it, you can open that up and get rid of it. Another good keyboard shortcut for Windows 8 is Windows X. Which
what
will bring
to?
Down the bottom left contextual menu. So
Windows, but only on Windows 8.
Yeah.
Which probably, maybe some of our viewers are running.
Yeah,
You never know. And we just wanted to mention a couple things in the comments from last week. People were sort of all very excited and passionate about the level of security with the new Bing and their sort of integration with our social networks.
Yeah.
And so I was concerned that now that when I did random searches, it was going to show up on my Facebook page and everyone was going to be knowing what I'm searching about. And I'm wondering if you had a chance to sort of play around with the new Bing beta that's out there yet. And if you're worried about similar things.
No, I'm not worried about anything. I don't keep logged into Facebook, so I'm not worried about that at all. And I usually don't connect a lot of my different apps that I use to Facebook because I'm just not a big fan.
But what about any of your other social networks? I mean, are you on Windows Live or anywhere?
Yeah,
I mean,
these things are all talking to each other these days. But I'm not going to let them start talking to each other.
What I'm saying. When you said you're not worried about things, I was like, well, what'd you do with Larry?
Yeah.
You should be worried about all of this.
Yeah, that's, you know, you go to Facebook and you go to click on a video that someone else watched.
I hate that.
And then it says, hey, do you want to start letting other people look? No.
I hate that.
I copy what they had there, and I go to Bing, and I search for the video, and I look at it that way.
And that's what I think most people are doing now. So hopefully Facebook, you know, gets hip to this and changes whatever they've got going on now, because I don't like it.
There's a little bit of privacy that I like to maintain.
Yeah, nobody needs to know what articles I'm reading.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You don't even want to know. All right, let's start the show. All right, Larry, so a story that's been going around for, I think, at least a couple weeks now, but I feel like we have to talk about it because everybody's talking, they're pinging each other.
Let's talk about it.
About it is this sort of information manager assistant that the iPhones have called Siri, S-I-R-I.
Yeah.
So you know what Siri is?
Yeah.
So explain it to these people, just in case they don't know.
It's a voice command, voice-driven assistant, digital assistant.
So you talk into your phone and you say, oh, remind me to tell Larry next week a happy birthday.
It's like a version of Tell Me.
Right. So it's cool. So I guess some people started playing around with it and asked it, what's the best smartphone?
Yeah.
And to which its response was, the Nokia Lumia 900.
Yeah, people do love their Lumias.
What's the best smartphone ever?
Which was awesome, which was great. And I guess the way that they concluded that this was the best smartphone was based on consumer satisfaction reports, right? So Siri went through and scoured the webs and all the information and came up with this answer. So we here at Microsoft just pounced right on this.
Yeah, of course.
This is great.
Yeah.
This is great. We love this when iPhones are telling people that Nokias are the best.
Yeah.
And I guess the iPhone people caught wind of this.
You can't really let that stand, so I don't blame them
for
changing
it. And we got to change something.
Yeah, and so they didn't really change it to say, well, the iPhone 4S is the best. They changed it to, what? There's other phones?
There's other phones?
Yeah.
Right, so if you ask it now, someone changed, based on this, I guess, analog system, or not analog, algorithm.
Yes.
Of Wolfram Alpha, which I used to have a better grasp on what it is, but it's a way of determining answers.
Yes.
We'll just surmise it.
Yeah, let's leave it at that.
Let's leave it at
that's
that.
That's good enough for
you. So now it says, what? There's other phones? But apparently, you can't get around Siri. You can't beat Siri completely, because if you ask it the same question in a different way, which is...
What's the best phone with consumer satisfaction?
Yeah, based on consumer satisfaction, what is the best smartphone? There's no way around that, and so it still gives the answer, Nokia Lumia 900.
Yeah, and I got a feeling that at some point in the future, when all this dies down, they're going to change it yet again. So
yeah, and you know what? I wonder if because there are so few Nokia Lumia 900s out there.
What?
You know, it's a relatively new phone. I'm wondering if that will change over time. Not that it isn't the best phone out there, clearly. But if maybe once it's out there a little bit more, people might give it a bad review or something. Because I know when it hit the ground and people hit the market, everyone was like, this is amazing. This is beautiful.
Yeah.
Perhaps... over time, they might get a negative review. Probably not, and Apple won't have to actually go in and cheat the system.
I think it's more likely the algorithm's going to change again.
You think so?
Yeah.
They're just so basically they're trying to cheat the answers.
Yeah.
So don't even trust Siri. You never know what it's going to tell you. It's some sort of just feeding your brain lies and manipulation.
You know, this is one of the first warning signs of artificial intelligence. Next thing you know, the phone's taking up a room in your house. Getting on the internet, ordering batteries with your credit card, watching Defrag on the couch all day.
Your partner's leaving
you for
this.
Next thing you know, you ask it, hey, you know, what's the most damaging organism on planet Earth?
Humans.
And it's all over.
That's it.
Danger.
All right, Larry, so in 2 weeks, June 5th.
Okay.
I think 2 weeks. E3 will land in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And E3, of course, the... mega conference for video gaming, the Electronic Entertainment Expo, and it is just Disneyland for gamers is usually how I describe it because it's, have you been?
I haven't been, but I like hear your stories and I wish I could go.
I remember the first time I went, it was just like my eyes were just buzzing with just like, I mean, I would imagine
your
it's
eyes
similar.
Eyes were buzzing.
Yeah, well, that's other reasons as well, but there was buzzing going on.
Okay.
I was just like a little kid just on Christmas morning. You know, I would imagine the reaction similar to you at CES because you're a
gadgety
guy. I know,
I was going
to
say, that's my CES.
And CES is actually, I think, square footage wise, way bigger. I mean, that is a week
huge.
To walk all through CES.
Yeah.
But still, E3 is really fun, and you can play all the games. And just people have these great sort of massive setups to entice you to come over to play the games, and it's great. And every year, of course, the big news, what is Sony announcing? What is Nintendo announcing? What is Microsoft announcing? You know, the big three key big hitters.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of speculation this year about what we're going to announce.
Yeah.
People are really wanting
speculation.
It's all speculation and rumors. People are wondering if we're going to announce the next Xbox. What is this going to be? What is it going to look like? Does it even exist? Are we making this? And the official word from Microsoft is we're not saying a word.
Yeah, I saw Larry Herb. He had a thing out saying we aren't going to announce any new hardware, but it doesn't stop people from speculating.
And I kind of get bummed that people are so excited for this new hardware. It's like, I'm so content with my current 360. I don't feel like investing any more money in the next 360. I'm cool.
The thing with the 360 is it pumps out 1080p. So that's pretty much the best that a TV can do right now anyway.
Yeah.
So if you make a new one, it's not going to give you more pixels. It's not going to, it might have a better, you know, CPU or something. But you can already paint the screen with a good picture. So maybe it has better shading models or something like that. But
I think the one that they
3D? Have now is fine. Well, I play 3D on my Xbox now. I play
Batman.
Do you
have a 3D TV?
Yeah, I got a 3D TV, and I'm playing 3D games on it. So Batman is 3D, and I'm trying to think of the other one, the Assassin's Creed.
So essentially you're saying you can't really improve on perfection.
Given today's current technological state,
where are we going to go better?
But the one thing that I did think was really interesting was they were calling it the Xbox 8, which I thought was really cool.
Well, they being random websites with little information.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't
put
much weight in that.
But, you know, with Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8 and stuff like that, it'd be kind of cool. But Yeah.
All right.
But I don't know.
One thing that I have heard will be announced, and again, I haven't heard it officially from Microsoft, but I feel confident, is our codename service Woodstock.
And I'd never heard about that until you mentioned it just a little bit ago.
There's a lot of people sort of buzzing about it, and I'll actually be down at E3 this year covering it. So if Woodstock is announced, and if some sort of 368 whatever is announced, I'll definitely be bringing you that news. But Woodstock, according to the buzz, according to the birdies in my ear, is sort of our new service to deliver music.
Hmm.
And so very similar to Spotify is what I've read. And so hopefully we'll have some news for you about that, because I know that people just want to like listen to the lies and grab onto any sort of rumor. But wait till we're at E3 to give you the real news, and then that's fact.
They'll know for sure.
Then it's fact, because that's what we deliver here. All right, Larry, you ever been to the racehorses, the track?
I've been to the track. Yeah.
You've been to the track. You've been to the OTB.
I haven't been to OTB because I lived right by the track in Florida, so...
They don't have OTB out here in the West Coast, or at least not in Washington then. OTB is off-track betting, where you can go in and sit with usually elderly gentlemen who smoke a lot and place bets on the races.
You'd need to smoke if you were betting on the horses at a place like that.
I've spent a lot of time actually at various horse races. My family vacations in Saratoga every year.
Yeah?
We go. I've never yet been to the Kentucky Derby, but apparently this year... Microsoft is at the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We've got a horse?
We've got a horse. Windows Phone has sponsored a horse that will be... And it's a favorite.
Is it?
I suspect it's win.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's good, because I'd hate to have to go out and shoot the horse in the middle of the field if it breaks
good.
A leg or
that's
something.
That's terrible. That's terrible. And I believe that is a barbaric practice that should be stopped.
It should. I don't think they really do
My parents used to say that. Oh, he's going to the glue factory.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
No.
It's not
but
nice.
We've got a good horse. He's
going to
be wearing
the... He's a white horse.
All right.
And normal,
he rode in
sort
on a white horse.
This is associated with speed and quickness. It's a white horse.
And saving the day.
There it is. And it's the only white horse running. And hopefully, he'll do well. I think it's interesting, though. I mean, obviously, someone way higher than me at Microsoft is a fan of racing and decided this would be a good way to market our name and get our name out
Let's
there.
Let's put the Windows Phone flag on the sill.
On the sill.
Let's do it.
But in my personal experience... And I am not in marketing, nor am I a VP, so people may know better than I. But the people that go to the track, not necessarily the most tech-savvy of sorts. No, I think of them more in linens and large hats.
Yeah.
And, maybe a cigar.
Someone holding their phone for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem to be the ideal demographic of people we want to market to. But,
Where would you market?
At E3, at
CES.
Okay,
that's a good one.
Or if you have to pick a sport, I would go with football.
Oh, I know you go with football.
Yeah, well, I mean, seriously, the technology that it takes to do a football broadcast, I mean, some serious stuff going on. Yeah.
There you go.
That's just me, and I'm not in charge.
So you're going to be putting some money on this horse, is what you're saying. You're going to fly out there and...
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I mean, at least a couple paychecks worth.
Okay, excellent.
All right, Larry, we're gonna wrap up today's show with a little bow tie because it's a present. It's a gift from Forrester.
Yeah.
Forrester.
I like to wrap my presents with a bow tie.
Well, you tie a bow.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could do that.
I was thinking like
make a necktie.
Bow tie.
That's creative. I'm not even go that route. But anyway, they've given us this present saying that the Xbox is actually leading the fight for domination. I don't know if they use that word.
Yeah, probably not.
But they would have said it like that if they had used that
word. Yeah,
yeah. Domination of the living room.
I like to read it that way.
Of the living room.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because the Xbox owns your TV.
Yeah, so there's three things they measured on. One was content, convenience, and partners. For content and partners, you can't beat the Xbox. I mean, there's Netflix, there's HBO Go, there's all these different ways to watch content on the device. So, yeah, of course, there's not going to, and for convenience, come on, Kinect.
And so our competitors would be what, like Apple TV and Google TV?
Yeah, I guess you could include some of the other gaming systems too, but they don't really have the content and partners.
None of them, I think, really sort of own your living room. Like your Xbox is really the center of your whole system there. You play games on it, you watch TV through it, you can look pictures, stream movies, anything.
Yeah, so this has been a battle that's gone on for the living rooms, in case people don't know, for a very long time. They used to call it the set-top box back in the day when they were talking about cable box converters. Uh-huh. There's a lot of things that need to go into this. I mean, when you look at Microsoft, it's a big company working on a lot of different things. And with the Xbox, you've got, you know, there's all kinds of things that go into it. We've got people that work on streaming. We've got people that work on Kinect and Nui and things like this. All of them come together. Xbox.
And I think what also is cool is now what it's happening is all of our products are sort of holding hands.
Yeah.
You know, you can control the Xbox with your Windows phone.
Yeah.
You know, and then you bring in the Windows 8 compatibility, and like everything's sort of just going to blend and sort of work, play nicely with each other.
Convergence of technology.
And that's the key.
And it all converges in the living room.
And that's why we win. All right, so that's it for this week. Thank you, Larry,
for
joining us.
Happy to be here.
We've got a couple of some business to clean up, or a little housekeeping for the show. So there's some really fun stuff going on Channel 9 that you guys need to be aware of. You guys are going to Tech Ed North America.
Yes.
Will you be streaming? How much content live? Is that announced yet?
Oh, yeah, we'll be doing all kinds of live content there.
So you can just go to Channel 9 and watch all the live content from Channel 9 Live, which you guys should know and love. Then they're also going to be at Tech Ed Europe.
Tech Ed Europe.
We're all heading
Amsterdam.
Out to Amsterdam, where we will be shooting a ping live on location from the Channel 9 Live. Well, we'll shoot it live. We probably won't stream it live.
We're streaming live.
We're streaming
Amsterdam.
Live.
Yeah.
It's all right then.
That's going to be a hoot.
We're going to not curse that day.
Yeah.
And then, of course, check back for Defrag and
E3 content.
E3 content. So we got a lot. It's going to be a busy summer. We are not going to be slacking. We'll bring it all to you. So tune in every week. And in the meantime, follow me on Twitter at LBoy.
Larry Law.
There it is. Gusto.